Boogie in the morning.
Fourth one.
Look at the time. It's 8:22.
It's time for What's It? It's time for What's It? It's 8:22.
Yes, a win for the girls yesterday. That's why Arlene's singing the jingle. But we've got a new guy today. His name is Thomas Irvin. He's 25, from Musselburgh, works for the RBS. Good morning, Thomas.
Morning, Biggie.
Morning, pal. Welcome to the game. Now, you've been a guinea pig, haven't you? You volunteered yourself?
Just the one for a bit of wax, and I was a bit sore, so I'll not be doing it again.
What did you have waxed, Thomas?
Just my leg, but I was a bit sore, so that was okay. The first and last.
And who was it that did it?
It was my mum, actually. I let her do it for a laugh, I think.
Your mum, brilliant. Okay, Thomas, welcome to the game. It was a win for the girls yesterday, so we need to win today to get us back on track. Although it is 1-1 for the month of November. You understand how it works?
Yep.
Okay, 30 seconds. If you get stuck, say what's it, and we'll move on to the next word, but you can only do that once in the time. Okay, Thomas, best of luck, and your time starts now. It's a woolly animal that lives in a farm.
Sheep.
Yeah. A bird lives in one of these.
A nest.
Yeah. Usain Bolt is one of these. He's a runner. So what does it make him? He's a runner. Competes at the Olympics. So what is he?
Athlete.
Yes. The world, the universe began with a big what?
Bang.
Yeah. This is 100 centimetres. What is it?
A metre.
Yeah. It's something that comes through your cooker. Oh.
Yeah, you're not getting that.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I am.
Centimetre. Heaven's sake.
Okay, well, that's a question mark over that one. You got sheep, nest, athlete and bang. 4 points, Thomas.
That's not bad.
Okay, not bad. Is it going to be enough, though, to beat our defending champ for the girls? Who is Arlene?
Rebecca McMillan, 23, from Preston Pans. Her boyfriend is Brad. She works for Marie Curie Cancer Care. And, yes, she too has been a guinea pig for her cousin dyeing her eyelashes. And good news, she still has them.
She dyed your eyelashes?
She did, yeah.
What colour?
Blue black.
You know, I end up looking like a blue bottle or something with those.
No, it just makes them really dark because I've got blonde eyelashes.
Oh, okay. Right. Right, so they now really stand out and highlight your eyes, I'm guessing,
yeah.
Rebecca, right? Good. Okay, and when was this? Did it happen recently?
About a month ago.
Okay, well, if you see Rebecca in the pub, that's what's happened to her eyes. Right, you've got to score 5 for maybe the win today. Well, it depends on how you get on. Let's see how you go. 30 okay. seconds, say what's it if you get stuck and your time starts now.
If you're really cold, you might wrap this heavy wool material around you.
Blanket.
Yes. In the first flush of love, when you go from friends to being romantic, it's called being what?
Lost.
What?
Lost.
No, it's when a man and a woman, or a man and a man, or a woman and a woman get really close together. And
what's
it? Oh, God, right. Okay, it's a type of firework. NASA also sends them up into space.
Rocket.
Yes. If you're speaking in public, if you're well prepared, you will be this.
Good.
No.
Oh, no.
They were really difficult.
Yeah, confident was that last word there.
Okay.
And the one you didn't get, the one about all the loving, you become intimate with someone.
Okay.
Oh, but Rebecca, you only scored 2.
Oh, no.
Oh, that was
rubbish. Oh, never mind.
They were hard words.
They were today compared to the easy words you had yesterday. Rebecca, thanks for being on. You've been a good champ, but it's a win for the boys!
Yeah!
Well done, Thomas. Are you able to come back tomorrow on the show?
Yes, of course I am.
Okay, we'll speak to you then, pal. Well done. It's now boys 2, girls 1 for the month of November.
Fourth one.